Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Happy day after Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
You know, the city in which we live has four Bojangles restaurants, actually five now. Used to be my absolute favorite fast food restaurant in the world. That's the kind of food that would make my tongue slap my tonsils. Now, I've eaten numerous times at all these locations. Same kind of building, same colors, same menu, same food, basically, but totally different management.
That's it.
The service of two of the Bojangles is outstanding. The third is average. Well, maybe third and fourth average. But the fifth one, dismal. Absolutely dismal. Everything was the same except the management. I can assure you that the owner of corporate office would not consider the manager of the unit with a dismal service as a good steward. Make no mistake, God is not looking for below or even average stewards. He's looking for believers who understand and practice faithfulness, integrity, and honesty.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for faithful, G4103, means trustful.
Worthy.
Trustworthy, faithful, or persons who show themselves faithful in the transaction of business, the execution of commands, or the discharge of official duties. One who kept his plighted faith worthy of trust, then he can be relied on. Wow. As we reflected on the definition of faithful, we were given seven abilities of an effective, faithful steward.
Amen.
Number one,
availability. God is not concerned as much about your ability as your availability. Isaiah 6:8 says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." When God calls us to a particular challenge or opportunity, are we ready to respond, giving it our very best effort? But let's take first things first. Isaiah 6:7, the scripture just before the one I read, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And with it he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity and guilt are taken away, and your sin is completely atoned for and forgiven." Isaiah had just gotten through being cleansed of sin before he accepted the call. If there is hindrance in our lives, we want to be sure it gets removed. God is looking for available stewards, but he wants our hearts to be pure toward him. Some time ago, and it's been some time ago now, we were reading an account of Henry Ford driving through the Michigan countryside when he came upon a man whose Model T had broken down. The man was under the hood trying to figure out what was wrong so he could fix it. Mr. Ford stopped and asked him if he could take a look. In a few minutes, he had the car running. The grateful owner said, "I am amazed at your ability. You fix my car so easily." Ford replied, "I ought to be able to fix it because I'm the one who designed it." You know, the same is true of our great and mighty God.
Yes.
He designed us. He can fix whatever is wrong with us. And he is ready to cleanse us of all our sin and unrighteousness, so that we will be ready for service. Our spiritual reliability affects our availability as a steward of God.
That's good. Number two, capability. A couple weeks back, I came across a saying, which I posted on my social media accounts. It says, "God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call." Too many believers don't feel they're capable. They don't have the wisdom and knowledge to be an effective steward for the kingdom. We're going to look at four verses which reveal the source of your capability as a steward. 1 John 2:26 and 7. 1 John 2, 26-27, Message Bible. I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they're no match for what's embedded deeply in you.
Hallelujah.
Christ anointing, nothing less. You don't need any of the so-called teaching. Christ anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. Wow. That verse says, Christ anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him.
Think about it.
Philippians 4:9, Message Bible. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. 2 Timothy 2:15, Classic Amplified. Be eager and be steady. Let me say it again. Steady and be eager. Do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial. A workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing, accurately dividing, rightly handling, and skillfully teaching the word of truth.
I want to throw something in there, honey. You know how it says, tested by trial. Mm-hmm. When we learn something, you can believe that God's going to put us through something that we want to know. We're going to pass the test. So when things, little difficulties come up, God is just letting you know that you can use that word and become like refined silver.
That's good. Philippians 4:13, Classic Amplified. Have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Our capability for service as a steward is determined by our knowledge of the Word and time in His presence.
Yes.
Always remember, whom God appoints, He anoints.
Hallelujah. So good. 3, dependability. If you were to ask us what makes a person dependable, I'd probably say someone who keeps their word by doing what they say that they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. Psalm 50:14 in the Contemporary English Version says, I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want for you to be is for you to be thankful and to keep your word. Wow. First, God wants us to be thankful for everything He's done and is doing through our lives. He woke us up this morning, clothed us in the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Gave us a warm bed to sleep in if it was cool, a cool bed to sleep in if it was warm. I'm telling you, food to eat, car to drive to work, I'm telling you, He is good. Second, God is very specific in saying that He wants us to keep our word. So it's pretty clear that being thankful and keeping our word are very important to God, and they should be very important to us too. There was a time when people's word was their bond. But sadly, that's not so much the case anymore. But it doesn't mean it has to not be our case. The scripture is clear. A failure to keep your word is still a grievous offense to God. It hasn't changed. Numbers 32:23, New Living Translation says, but if you fail to keep your word, then you will have sinned against the Lord, and you may be sure, wow, that your sin will find you out. We were taught as children, really, to keep our word, that it was a reflection on who we were, whether or not people would believe us or depend on us and trust us and respect us for the things we said. In 2 Corinthians 8:20-22, Message Bible says, we don't want anyone suspecting us of taking one penny of this money for ourselves. We're being as careful in our reputation with the public as we are and our reputation with God. That's why we're sending another trusted friend along. He's proved his dependability many times over and carries on as energetically as the day he started. He's heard much about you and liked what he heard, so much so that he can't wait to get there. Here are just a couple more scriptures. Luke 8:15, Luke 8:15 in the Voice Bible. But some people hear the message and let it take root deeply in receptive hearts made fertile by honesty and goodness. With patient dependability, they bear good fruit. And here's a last one, Numbers 30, verse 2. Numbers 30, verse 2 in the Contemporary English Version says, "When one of you men makes a promise to the Lord, you must keep your word." Someone once said, "The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability. And if you prove your dependability, the Lord will increase your capability."
Say that again,
baby. That's a good one. The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability. And if you prove your dependability, the Lord will increase your capability. Sounds good to me, doesn't it to you?
It does. Sounds like truth.
Amen. Truth will help me, God.
That's exactly right. We're not going to finish this today. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
It's just too good.
It's too good.
It's good for a two-day.
And we don't like to rush things when they're really good. So we'll get back to it tomorrow. But we want to say this to you. Today is a marvelous Monday.
Amen.
Ask yourself, what can you do this week to manifest more of God's presence in your life? Are you spending time with Him in the Word each morning? Are you spending time in prayer, communing with the Holy Spirit? If not, why not? There's nothing more important than the time you spend in the Word.
Amen.
And the time that you spend in His presence.
And remember, you're taking Him everywhere you go and doing everything you do. I remember teaching that one time, babe.
Yeah.
I was talking about, you know, when you take God to a movie that is not fitting, you know He's sitting there with you.
That's it.
And I had a young man come up to me after. He goes, you gave me a lot to think about. It is a lot to think about.
The first three abilities we discussed today, one is availability. Knowing that God's not as concerned as much about your ability as He is
your availability.
Number two, capability. In that quote, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call.
Amen.
And the third one we discussed was dependability. It's just important.
Making us dependable somebody as stewards.
That you can be counted on.
Amen.
When you give your word.
Amen.
Do it.
Do it.
And that one quote that you said that I really like.
I love it.
The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability. You prove your dependability, the Lord will increase your capability. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen. Kisses to you, baby.
I love it. Well, have the most productive week of your life.
Amen. A marvelous Monday. We're going to see you on a tremendous Tuesday tomorrow morning, 8:30 sharp, for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.